It's a little silly to me, but it is what it is. And yeah, so I have to eat a little bit of crow. Hello, Nerdy Legion. We have another short episode. There is at least something in almost every section. We've got a decent rumor mill to tackle, so let's jump into the headlines. Reminder, a couple weeks from now, we will be taking time off. We'll be one episode at the end of the month instead of two for that week. Also, the end of November, we'll see scaling back all through the month of December and into January. So that being said, here is the news. TV streaming is our biggest section-ish. So we're going to do follow-ups like we do. First in follow-ups, we have a reminder that today is the day to watch Haunting of Bly Manor. I'm going to see if I can't get something written on the website. So bear with me if I can't get it up on generallynerdy.net. I'm trying my best to increase my content output, but the day job kind of gets in the way of that. And then our next piece of news has to do, or follow-up news rather, has to do with Peripheral, which is that William Gibson book that I'm in the middle of that I'm trying to finish. Again, day jobs suck. So Peripheral just made its first casting announcement, and that is Chloe Grace Moretz. She has been cast as the lead, Flynn Fisher, in the Gibson adaptation. Super excited for this. I think Chloe Grace Moretz is a great little actress, and I'm really interested to see how Amazon translates this for the screen and how faithful they are to the book and so on and so forth. I just love Gibson. Moving on, our final piece in follow-up news has to do with the most recent animated Addams Family movie. A sequel has just been announced. There is no release date for it yet as, you know, things progress. There is a casting switch, which I didn't, for whatever reason, put in the notes, so we'll put that in the next follow-up section. They lost Finn Wolfhard. I can't remember the name of the kid that's replacing him. Javon something. I apologize. But again, next follow-up section, we will have that. And then into actual news, we have a piece on a show called The Show, which is significant because it's based on a series of short films that Alan Moore wrote, and it also is going to be written, and I think he's on the production staff, and he's also one of the actors in the show, is Alan freaking Moore. That's right. That's insane. That's nuts. That's absolutely nuts. It is the short film series can be found on Shudder. I believe it is under the same name, so you can go check it out to kind of get a little bit of a feel for what this series is going to be, though the short films are anthological and this series is going to be episodic, so we'll see how the two translate. And then our last piece of news for television and streaming is Star Trek Prodigy. This, I have been getting conflicting reports. So one report said this is going to be a live action series in which Kate Mulgrew is going to be returning as Captain Janeway, which is freaking awesome. Thank you very much. And then another report said this is going to Nickelodeon. It's going to be another animated series, but also Kate Mulgrew is going to be returning as Captain Janeway. So I'm saying that name right, right? Yeah, yeah, Kate Mulgrew. Okay. If you didn't watch Star Trek Voyager and you don't know who Kate Mulgrew is, she was Red in the Orange is the New Black series. So yes, freaking awesome. That is a great series. Voyager is not my Star Trek, though. My Star Trek is definitely Deep Space Nine. That is a conversation for another episode. That is also the end of the TV streaming section. Now we're going to talk movies. We have follow-up on Spider-Man 3. This is kind of a big one. We did get the official announcement that we are going to be seeing Benedict Cumberbatch as Doctor Strange in Spider-Man 3, feeding into rumors that, you know, this is going to be a multiverse kind of movie. That I can't say as I disagree with them, but we're going to get into rumors in the rumor mill. And then our next piece of news is kind of technically a follow-up, though we have not talked about this piece of this movie before on the show, and it is Disney Pixar's Soul. So we did get the official announcement that Disney is going to be releasing this movie on Disney Plus for Christmas. So on Christmas Day is when they will be releasing this movie on their platform. It is going to be free of that extra fee, like Mulan charged you $30. They're not going to do that for Soul. It is going to just be part of the platform, though it will be in theaters for those of us that don't have Disney Plus. It will be in theaters whenever theaters decide they're opening again. So that is all of the movie section. All right, so Rumor Mill, remember, we have the new section, this new subsection, the confirmations and refutations. Rumor Mill, Mortal Kombat 11, confirmation of Rain, Molina, and Rambo in the game. It's a little silly to me, but it is what it is. And yeah, so I have to eat a little bit of crow. Again, I mean, for those of you just tuning in for this section, I covered this in the gaming section of the full show. So yeah, that's what we've got there. And then actual rumors, we have a pretty big one for the Batman. Reportedly, the Robert Pattinson COVID scare was a hoax, according to this rumor. And there is a lot of on set issues going on between Matt Reeves and Robert Pattinson. Robert Pattinson is being very difficult to work with and doesn't want to get big, even though early days Batman is not a big dude. Pattinson does not want to work out, so they sent him home for 2 weeks to try and lean up because he's a little doughy, reportedly. And there's been a number of different sources that have reported on this, two of which that are apparently very close to the production. I don't buy this one, though. I think likelihood that this is actually the case is about 30%. Again, they are pretty reliable sources, but not every source is right every time. I think this is one where they're off the base because they're saying that potentially the movie could not happen at all. They could just not finish this movie because of these tensions. And also, sequels are now in jeopardy. If they're going to happen at all, they very well might not happen, according to this rumor. And I don't buy any of that. So we're looking at about 30% likelihood that this is so legitimate. I mean, Robert Pattinson might be difficult to work with. I have no idea, but I don't think it's going to jeopardize a franchise. Continuing on, we're talking about She-Hulk. We did get rumor that the production is reportedly looking to cast an actor that is about 10 years old to play a young Bruce Banner. Does that mean we're going to be playing with the timelines? Probably not. Does that mean we're going to see flashbacks for a young Bruce Banner? Yeah, probably. We're probably going to see Jennifer and Bruce as kids together because they are cousins and they know each other. That makes more sense. There are rumors to both the directions. There's rumors that they're playing with the timeline. They're going to change Bruce's age. There's also rumors that, no, this is just going to be flashbacks. So are they looking to cast a young Bruce Banner? Yeah, probably. I'm going to say that's about 70% likely. Sure, that makes sense. Is this going to be a play on the timeline wherein Bruce Banner is significantly younger than his cousin Jennifer? I can't remember her last name. Walters. Woo! No, I think that is about a 10% likelihood that is the case. I think it's more likely these are flashback castings and not actual actor cast, or not actual main supporting actor cast. Anyway, our next piece is Wonder Woman 1984. There is a giant rumor that has been kind of sort of debunked, but not officially. There's a giant rumor that it is going to be released on video on demand. Percentage that this is going to happen, I think that about 15% likelihood that they will actually do this. I don't think so. The rumor says it's going to happen for Christmas. I don't think that's the case. If this happens, it will be because we are unable to open theaters for another few months. So if this happens, it will be after the turn of the new year. So as far as Christmas, 10% likelihood that that's going to happen. As far as going to video on demand and not in theaters at all, right now I'm going to say that's slightly more likely than on Christmas. I'm going to say it's about 15% likelihood that it will not see theater release, but that is very, very much in the air and could very well change come January, February, so on and so forth. And then our final rumor or set of rumors has to do with Mortal Kombat 11. Again, we have data mines. Data mines are now saying that there is going to be returning game modes of Test Your Might, Test Your Sight, and Test Your Luck. We're also going to be seeing a return of the Living Forest on Shang Tsung's Island, which has been kind of rumored for a little while now. There is now also reportedly a secret reptile fight, again, which has been rumored for a little while now. Not reptile, but the secret fight. And then a possible Smoke appearance as an NPC in the game as well. How that's going to play out is very, very unclear. And then also a new skin pack, seemingly, for Johnny Cage, Sonya Blade, and Raiden for... sometime in the future that's going to give us more movie skins, much like we got for Shang Tsung. So we're going to lump all of these together because they all come from the same data leak. I don't think that a lot of this is accurate. I feel like there's a lot of stuff in there that's placeholders. But I do feel like going off of what we just got for Mortal Kombat 11, I got to bump this up a little bit. I'm going to say overall, we got about a 60% likelihood, 60 to 65% likelihood that these are legit. And that does it for this episode of Headlines Nerds. For a more in-depth conversation on comics and comic culture, then jump over to nerdylegion.com and see all of the other podcasts we offer on the subject, and subscribe to all of them if you want, or just, you know, pick few and go for it. If you want to go for the entire Nerd News show, though, you can join me on my personal YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy. Thank you very much, nerds, and we'll see you next time.